The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Program may be pre-recorded. It's time now for the Drive Home with Greg Seltz on WAVA. From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, today's Drive Home is made possible by our good friends at Passport Automotive Group, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. As well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all which are ready right now to serve your auto needs. So if you are considering the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. You can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And now, here's Dr. Gregory Seltz for your driving pleasure on WAVA.
And good day, Washington, D.C. Hello and welcome to The Drive Home. I'm Greg Seltz. It is Tuesday of Holy Week here in the nation's capital. I know, it's cherry blossom time all around town. But for me this week, I look forward to the Easter lilies. And, that's one of the beauties of being in a Christian, that's one of the beauties of being a Christian citizen in this land of freedom. See, we're free to march to the beat of a different drummer, our Savior, and all that that means. And that's one of the things, when Ben Franklin came out after they had kind of agreed to move forward, he said, we've just, fashioned a constitutional republic, if you can keep it. And people don't realize that faith is foundational to freedom. And the Christian worldview, the biblical Christian worldview, the Judeo-Christian worldview. So it's a biblical worldview. You don't even have to be a Christian to have this worldview. Now, you have to have faith in Christ to be a Christian, ultimately. But you can believe in some of these biblical principles, even as it pertains to your temporal freedom here in America. And that's one of the reasons why this week is so important. It's what it's all about, our faith freedom that comes from knowing God in Jesus Christ. So, when we step back and you begin to realize that that faith undergirds so much, and the biblical moral worldview undergirds so much of what we cherish, we begin to realize that God is the source of our freedoms, and that faithfulness to Him is the surest way for freedom to endure. Now, as for Christians, that's why this week is the most important week in our lives, in the lives of ourselves, those we love, even for the nation that we love, because Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that you've been set free. And that is a freedom that no country, no politics, no one can take that away from you. But isn't it incredible that we are in a place that has temporal liberties, temporal liberty protections, so that we can hear this freely? So if you're Christian, this is an important week. This is where you begin to realize what it is all about. And that changes the way you look at everything. That changes the way you face your troubles. That changes the way you celebrate your joys. That changes the view, your purposeful view of your life now and forever. So when I was thinking about it, yes, I love the cherry blossom freedom that I have, but I love even more the freedom that comes with the lilies, because that's a freedom that never ends. Today's guests, we're going to talk about that. But before I do, I've got this from Window Nation. It just said, it's March Madness on the basketball court, and it's March Madness with weather, too. Or like I like to call it, it's please make up your mind March weather. Cold one day, warm, even hot the next. And when that happens, I sure don't want to feel the cold breeze or the sudden spring humidity inside of my home because of cracked or leaking windows. How about you? So if you're having an unwanted climate change moment inside of your house because of faulty, cracked, or old windows, then it's time to call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, you can save even more with zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. And the windows have a lifetime warranty installed in one day. So with proven quality and service, it's no wonder that thousands of homeowners have trusted Window Nation with windows for their homes. You can too. So for unwanted inside climate change that you can control, don't miss out. Call Window Nation today with the unlimited buy two, get two free, zero down, zero interest, no payment for 24 months. It's easy. Call 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Yeah, we do have a great program for you today. And right after the first break, I'm going to do something a little different today. In fact, I'd like to do it the first time we talk every week. I call it This Week in the Word. You know, in our Lutheran tradition, and in many Christian traditions, I know, we believe that the Word of God is not merely principles on a page. The Ten Commandments matters. They are the truth. They are God's moral truth, but they actually have power. Now, the Ten Commandments has the power to show us our sin, to x-ray us, to call us to repentance. But the ultimate power of the Scriptures, the power of God for salvation, that's the gospel good news, a proclamation of freedom that comes to those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. Freedom of the heart, freedom of the soul, because His work, His life, His death, His resurrection, that's the power of God for salvation. And that's the power of God to transform your life. And what I do every week for my work with the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberties, I sent out, we have this thing called the Word from the Center, and on Mondays, I send out a devotion. Because I said, no matter what we're dealing with, and, you know, policy is not going to solve all these problems that we really have. There's all kinds of issues that only faith, only a faith relationship can God can ultimately solve. So we start every week with a devotion in the Word, and then we get to the policy issues in our Friday op-ed piece. So I thought, well, why not just start our time together on the radio that way, too? So every week, I'd like to reflect back on the Sunday readings that happen in church. For those of you who go to churches that follow a liturgical church year, you know, you have these readings that there's an Old Testament reading, there's an epistle reading, there's a gospel reading every week. And last Sunday was Palm Sunday in the liturgical church year. And so there was a specific reading, Philippians 2, 5 through 11. And after the break, we'll talk about that. It's one of the most powerful verses in the Scripture. Have this mind in you, which is in Christ Jesus. And we'll talk about that. Then our first guest is going to remind us, though, we have to be vigilant, especially about our temporal liberties, because they can be taken away from us so easily. And so we're going to talk to Frank Gaffney, Executive Chairman of the Center for Security Policy. He's going to alert us to a very troubling situation. The freedom, you know, it's ultimately this freedom that there are people in government who want to take away our First Amendment freedoms, especially the freedom to live our lives consciously the way that God would want us to live. And so he's going to talk about what's going on with the World Health Organization. And there are folks in our government who are working with WHO, and they're going to use pandemic issues to take away our freedoms for good if we let them. So I want to talk to Frank about that. You're going to need to listen because this is happening right now. 10 weeks from now, this could be a real problem. In the second hour, the true meaning of Easter, how to talk about it with your kids, Dr. Joni DeBrito. Our children have so many voices in their heads that steal hope, that destroy wisdom, that rob their confidence in themselves and who they should be because God created and redeemed them to be that. Well, Easter week should not be co-opted by that nonsense. And there's ways to actually demonstrate why this message is so incredible for your kids. So why not do that? Tune in for that segment. And finally, and this is one that I can't wait to talk about, as well. Timothy Head, Executive Director for Faith and Freedom Coalition, he's going to talk about, you know, just, again, basic civics 101. And he wrote this op-ed on the Hill. It says, yes, our rights come from God. That's where it comes from. And so faith in God is actually a very powerful thing to not only live your life in freedom for the sake of others, but to secure freedom for the sake of our culture, even for those who don't believe in God. You know, people of faith, you are that kind of blessing if you would only understand it. But we live in a world that is so just turning everything upside down. I think we're going to talk a little bit about that Hill reporter who said, if you believe in God, you're a Christian nationalist. I mean, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. Has she read the Declaration of Independence, for goodness sake? And then Rob Reiner, it was just really interesting. I think he even made a movie on this where, you know, he just said, you know, Christians are going to somehow take away democracy from all of us. And you just want to say to him, you know, what do they call a meathead? The worldview that says that that your rights do not come from the state, they come from God, and they're inalienable, and that the government actually is to undergird those rights and to serve you as the self-governing, religiously motivated, morally directed citizen. You're the Caesar of your own life. That's what America did. And it did it in a very realistic way. It understood the depravity of humanity. It took sin seriously, but it also took what we could be as redeemed people of God and set that free and said to the state, you serve that. And that's exactly the opposite of how these secular statists want to do it. And so it's amazing. They accuse us, the principles that are foundation to the liberties they actually have, and of course we have, they're now going to accuse us of wanting to take those away. It's our principles that built it. And so we'll talk a little bit about how that's true. You know, who knew? And I think you really should struggle with this, folks. The freedom that you have from Good Friday and Easter, no one can take that away. But who knew that Good Friday and Easter not only made possible your eternal freedom, but also gave birth to the notion that you could be free in your relationship to the government, too? That's what this program today is going to be all about. So it is amazing to me. I just read another article that said religious observance and participation is falling in America, of all places. And that's why I think we need to start each week with This Week in the Bible, to bless you with the word for the issues that we face, the challenges that are ahead, the life you're supposed to live, and a joyful awareness of the blessings you already have. That's why we need to start in the word every week. And we will do just that. Back right after this with This Week in the Word. I'm Greg Seltz.
Has anyone ever said to you, you know, I'm just getting to know you, but I really appreciate you. I'd like to get to know you a little better.
For WAVA, here's Family Life Blended's Ron Deal.
A few times in my life, I've had someone essentially say those very words to me. And I don't know about you, but it makes me feel kind of good inside. And it opens me up to getting to know the other person. It encourages connection. Well, foster parents and step-parents can express this very same sentiment to a child. Kids, just like adults, like hearing that they're valued and that you want to get to know them. And feeling appreciated? Well, that opens their heart to you. Now, be prepared. Kids may not be instantly open toward you, but that's okay. One of you has to step out in courage and build a bridge. It might as well be you. For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louis has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louis.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Finley with Hope Lives 365. Let hope burn in your heart. Let hope lift your spirits. Put a spring in your step. Why can we have hope? Because of the salvation there is so richly given to us in Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works." When we come to Jesus Christ, we are saved by his grace through faith. Our faith reaches up and receives the gift of salvation. We come to Christ as we are, but we don't stay as we are. We're created for good works. If you want to know more about scriptural truth, the Bible teachings, contact us at hopelives365.com.
You can hear Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley 7 days a week. Check for program times on WAVA.com.
And we're back. This is The Drive Home. I'm Greg Sells. Happy to be on The Drive Home with you today. And so, you know, this week in the Word, one of the epistle lessons or the second reading of that you often get if you go to a liturgical type of church or one that follows the church year. That's the second reading, and it was Philippians 2, and it's that, I think it's Philippians 2 every Palm Sunday. So I remember there was a guy, Jack Preuss, that he was a good friend back in the day, and that since he was a pastor, but he was actually the head of one of our universities, so he didn't get to preach much. Well, they gave him that same verse every year, and he had to come up with something unique every year, and there's just so much in it. Let me just read it. It says, "In your relationships with one another, have this mind in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, used to his own advantage, hoarded. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man." Yeah, the second person of the Trinity became a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God the Father exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So have this mindset in you. But think about it, mindset, well, no, it's a mission. First of all, it's a mission to transform your life, to give you real forgiveness from your sin, to give you a life of purpose now and forever. And that didn't just happen. This verse actually says that's God's mindset in action in Christ for you. So this goes all the way back to the promise of Genesis 3 that God's going to send a Messiah. And all the way through the Old Testament into the New, that comes to fruition finally in the person and work of Jesus for you. But it starts to talk about this mindset that was in Christ. And so one of the things I just wanted to unpack is, you know, when you think about your relationship to God, so many people think that they're trying to find God. But the Bible actually turns it all around and says, no, God's coming for you. We're the ones that are running away from him. We're the ones that are rebelling against him. And instead of him letting us just be in our rebellion, which, you know, the wages of that rebellion is death, he comes. And that's why when you look at the scripture, like Luke 9, right before Jesus, you know, come, Palm Sunday is this triumphant entry into Jerusalem. People are throwing palm branches down before him, like, you know, trying to acknowledge him as the Messiah, even the King of Kings. Some had, of course, the false notion of what that meant, but that's another talk for another day. But Palm Sunday is that big day, and by the end of the week, he's hanging on a cross. What's going on? And that's why this Holy Week is so vital to understand. He set his face toward this. Luke chapter 9 said, Jesus knew what was coming. He even tried to explain it over and over and over to his disciples. And in Matthew, was it 16, you know, he explains to them that I have to suffer and die. And Peter says, you'll never suffer and die. I'll die first. I'll defend you to the very end. And then Jesus says, get behind me, Satan, to that. I must go to the cross. It's going to happen this way. And then, of course, he teaches why that is, because the cross is finally the power of God for salvation for all who believe. It's the source of God's judgment against human sin. Jesus becomes the sacrificial lamb who takes away the sin of the world, because God in human flesh can do that. Man, it's amazing. And then, of course, you're going to see the centurion at the base of the cross look up and say, truly, this was the Son of God. Well, Luke 9 said he was focused on that. He was ready to do that. That's the kind of Savior he is for you. Hebrews 12 talks that way, too. It says, for the joy set before him. Well, what's the joy set before Jesus? You coming to faith in him, being reconciled to God because of him. Therefore, the joy set before him, he endured the cross, he scorned its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. So when you start to unpack this verse, I mean, if I believe in him, this becomes my mindset? Yeah, and your relationships to others. So again, Christianity is not some kind of religion where it says, you know, this is what you're to do and then you'll get God off your back, or this is what you do because this all depends on you. It actually says, you know, you can't do. Sin has so ravaged humanity, you cannot do even the basic things that allow for your reconciliation and restoration. But God has acted on your behalf. God comes to you. And once you know who he is, then his love becomes your capacity to love. His forgiveness becomes the way you forgive. His mercy received becomes the mercy. His moral teachings, which he fulfilled to the letter, become your direction to now really love others the way he loves you. That's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so when you unpack this verse, he says, have this mindset in you, which is in Christ Jesus. All right, well, what's this mindset? Well, first of all, he is God. That's, you know, Paul just points out, he is very nature God. In our creeds, that's what we say. So truly God, truly man, 100%, 100%. When people ask me all the time to explain Christmas, I tell them I can't. It's supra rational. It's beyond my capacity, but I know what the word says. The Bible says he's 100% God, 100% man. And by the way, a lot of people say, you know, that the disciples made this kind of stuff up. I'm sorry, but fishermen don't come up with that way of talking, okay? They beheld his glory. They saw who he was. And again, that's a topic for another time. But the point that's being made here is he already had status. He doesn't need for you and me to testify. You know, we're not the ones who become the witnesses that justify who he is. And there is a big battle, like who has authority over your life. And the Bible says God does. And if you want to know the God who has authority, look to Christ, because that's the love of God in action for you. And that's one of the reasons why as Christians we follow him. There's nobody like Christ. There's no love like Christ. So he has this authority, but he did not consider that authority and that nature and that power something to just be hoarded for himself, to be used only for himself and his glory. Wow, wouldn't we want politicians who understood that even when they have authority, they use it for others, as opposed to what we see today? But he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, held on to. But he made himself nothing, because there was a mission of this mindset. He made himself nothing willfully. He took on the very nature of a servant. He actually became a servant to the very creation that rebelled against him. And he made himself in human likeness, appeared as a man, and then even more so humbled himself, became obedient to death. So when the Bible unpacks this, it says he was willing to do what was right for you, even when there was nothing in it for him. He lived our life perfectly. He died our death justly. And Easter morning, when it says he is risen, what it is saying is that there's a proclamation that there now is real freedom for eternity for those who put their faith in this Messiah. And then it also talks about, you know, God exalted him, and there will be a day when everyone acknowledges this. But when I step back from Holy Week, I start to begin that Holy Week is full of a liberty that cannot be taken away, but it is also foundational to how we live our lives for each other. And the founders actually thought if you live your life freely to God because of this Jesus, you should also live freely when it comes to your government. And that's why they set up the government, a limited government, one that serves the citizen. And that's also one of the reasons why, you know, we understand that grace is not a government program. But when I think about this, Holy Week actually reorients us back to the things that matter. And that's one of the reasons why on this program we not only talk about the freedom we have that's in the person and work of Jesus alone, but also the religious liberty that has come to fruition in this United States. It didn't just come out of nowhere. Where do you think conscience rights, religious liberty came from? I mean, the First Amendment is only in America. Think about that for just a minute. Even in the West, the First Amendment, the conscience rights, the ability to worship is fundamental to America. Well, I'm telling you, if we lose our faith in God, those liberties will be quickly erased by a government that's all too happy to be empowered over you and me. That's why the deep dive into the practice of Lent, the observance of Holy Week, talking about why these deeper issues matter, why God's law and God's grace is so important to our life, and why it undergirds the healthy notions of what it means to be human, what it means to be free, what it means to live faithfully in service to each other. All of that's part of it. Tonight, St. John's Passion is being celebrated here where I'm at. And, you know, 300 years ago it was written. 500 years ago, Martin Luther's Two Kingdom teaching about the role of government and the role of the church. James Madison said that was the forerunner of the Bill of Rights. All this is vital, and all this is for you this week. Don't forget it. Seek first the kingdom of God. Have this mind in you. It matters. I'm Greg Seltz. We'll be back in just a minute. This is The Drive Home, and I'm happy to be on that drive home with you.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. The U.S. has abandoned Israel at the U.N. Security Council. In demanding a ceasefire without conditioning it on the return of the hostages, the U.N. Security Council just voted to vindicate terrorism, human shield strategies, and hostaging in a breathtaking contradiction to the norms of conflict. Hamas initiated hostilities with the most barbaric, large-scale planned operation of mass rapes, murders, pillaging, and kidnappings aimed at non-combatants. Rather than demand the return of those kidnapped and a surrender of war criminals as a condition of a ceasefire, the United Nations has instead put the onus on the aggrieved party to stop fighting a war it didn't start in the first place. Joe Biden bears direct responsibility for this absurd attack on a key American ally. Biden had agitated for another UN Security Council vote. The U.S. abstained rather than issue a veto, tossing several American hostages under the bus to help Biden regain popularity with progressives in the U.S. The consequences of this craven betrayal will be felt for decades.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Do you realize that the same divine power that created, sustains, and controls the universe guards your salvation? That's right. You might not always sense God's power at work on your behalf, but it's there nonetheless. 1 Peter 1:5 says that you're protected by the power of God through faith in Christ. In that verse, protected means to keep or guard, and reflects Peter's confidence that salvation is secure, along with your faith. Jesus said that no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand, not even Satan himself. And Paul confidently added that nothing can separate you from God's love. Nothing. Be assured, you're secure in Christ. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Coastal flood watch is in effect through Wednesday afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Couple of showers. Tomorrow's high 56. Thursday will be cloudy with a little rain, mainly early. A breezy afternoon. Thursday will reach a high of 55. Plan with confidence. Check with AccuWeather.com often and download the free AccuWeather app. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
And we are back. I'm Greg Sells. This is The Drive Home. And, you know, I've been watching the basketball tournament. I don't know. They call it March Madness, March Mayhem. Is your bracket busted already? Well, listen, if you want to avoid March Madness when it comes to your real estate needs, call Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team and use their Sell With Certainty program. They'll secure multiple cash offers for you so you can sell your home quickly without any hassle and at the best price. It's an amazing strategy. It guarantees you that you will sell your home and get the highest price. You want to know why I always suggest Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team? It's because they will maximize the profits on your home sale while removing the stress that's associated with selling your home. They allow you to sit back when they bring you guaranteed cash offers. Experience that for yourself. Reach out to my friends. Call 844-881-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Well, on the radio here, Frank is with us right now. And, you know, I was just listening to that. It said government betrayal of Israel, governing against the will of the people, and an even worse mayhem or madness that we're going to talk about for, you know, in just a minute, is giving up our liberties and autonomy. Frank Gaffney, executive chairman and founder of Center for Security and author of The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party. Frank, welcome to the program, but we got to talk about something that's very grave, don't we?
Well, we could talk about both of those very grave things. Which do you want to do first?
Well, I mean, the first thing is I want to talk about what's going on at the World Health Organization, you know, what we had talked about just a few weeks ago, and how, you know, for our own government to actually be governing against the will of the people and giving up our own autonomy. What's going on with this?
I think what's going on with this is we are in the hands of, frankly, Marxists who are set on taking down our country. And that may seem shocking to people, even at this advanced stage of the phenomenon, but I fear that there's really no other explanation for why people, in the name of Joe Biden and surrounding him, at least, if not Joe Biden himself, are so set on doing so much harm in so many ways to our constitutional republic. But arguably the most sweeping, the most audacious of the things that they're doing to take down, as I say, our constitutional republic is to surrender the sovereignty of our nation, to surrender, you know, the very way in which we are governed. Right. And again, this may sound like it's hyperbole, Greg, but, you know, when people who are champions of this idea declare that what they're trying to do is bring about, quote, global governance, unquote, that's what the intelligence community would call a clue that they want to replace our form of limited representative constitutional government with some kind of international arrangement. And in this case, what's so absolutely stupefying is that they not only have in mind handing over all responsibility for public health policy in our country. And by that, I don't mean just public health in the sense of, well, there's a pandemic and we better pull together to contend with this. I'm talking about public health as in climate change, as in migration, as in poverty, as in instability, as in gun violence. I mean, all of these are things that we're told are actually public health emergencies of international concern. And worse yet, Greg, they're talking about turning all of that power voluntarily over to a guy who made a wreck of it during the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, he literally demonstrated his incompetence on the one hand and his malfeasance on the other. And we wound up with what they call the China model being imposed upon us. And all that he had at the time was an advisory role. Now they're talking about giving him the power not only to declare those emergencies, but to compel us to act in the manner that he directs. This is nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want. I mean, when you were talking about, we're talking about this happening in like 10 weeks, you know. My first question is, we're running out of time. When did they first of all, when did they become our overseer? And when did American citizens bow to overseers other than God in the first place? And of course, the answer to that is they've never done this, but we're being sold out. And again, talk about how once they give, who's giving this authority away? How do they have the right to do this? You know, we'll get to how we can stop it in a minute, but let's at least unpack the problem.
Well, and thank you for paying attention to this and making sure your audience is clued up about it, Greg, because this is really going to be consequential. If you don't think it'll impact your life, you're wrong. But count on it. It will impact the lives of your children and your children's children for sure. And the answer to the question is, this was never put to the public.
Exactly.
As a proposition. Nobody even was consulted about it, let alone consented to it. And they won't. In fact, the plan, if you can believe it, is not even to have the United States Senate consult to not one but two treaties that would have this effect. This is all going to be agreed, if all other things are going according to the script, at the end of May. And unless we can really raise Cain about what's going on here and make it clear that this must not happen, certainly it must not happen without the Senate having its constitutional role to be kind of a quality control officer on these treaties, we will find ourselves, without anybody's knowledge, without anybody's permission in this country, assenting to it, agreeing, going along, being subjected to it on the basis of essentially what third-tier bureaucrats, you know, partisan, radical Marxist bureaucrats, yes, but bureaucrats basically in places like the Department of Health and Human Services.
Yes.
And U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department. This is on their say-so. This is all being done. Yeah. I mean, the people up the tape are saying it's okay, but these are the people who are actually running it, and they're doing it by stealth. That's the particularly infuriating thing. They're not even supposed to be, you know, letting us know about this, and that's what they're doing at the moment. They're not.
Well, forgive my ignorance on this. So even the treaty, I mean, who would this treaty be with? I mean, World Health Organization, we don't enter into treaties with them, do we? I mean, would this be some nations coming together to say they're now the doctor of the world, or what's going? And because the guy's a Marxist, this guy's been put in place by Xi and you know the communists. Why would we ever assent to this? But who would, even if we had a treaty, which, like you said, we're not even doing that. We're just doing it by fiat from I guess the president's office. But help me understand this even more.
Look. You're saying you're ignorant. What you just said demonstrates you know more about this than practically anybody in official Washington, let alone across the country. And if that's shocking to you, it should be. It should be shocking to all of us. And by virtue of the fact that you're going to school on this, your audience is going to be more clued up. And that we need every American to be clued up, because every American's medical freedom is going to be adversely impacted. I'm fond of saying, meet your new doctor.
Right.
It's Dr. Gabros Tedros Ghebreyesus, rather. It's a guy you never heard of. You don't want anywhere near. He's not a medical doctor, for heaven's sakes. And yet he's going to be telling you what therapies are going to be suitable. And if anybody, by the way, you asked a rhetorical question. When did we ever give up, you know, our constitutional rights and government? Well, we did, in effect, when Tedros Ghebreyesus said we needed to do that in the course of this pandemic. And now what we have is we've got these guys saying, as I indicated, it's not enough Tedros Ghebreyesus advises you to do this. We're going to let him tell you. And how's that going to be arranged? There's an entity that, again, nobody ever heard of before called the World Health Assembly. And it's kind of like the UN General Assembly. It's got every member nation, that's like 194 at this point, of the World Health Organization. They'll get together in Geneva at the end of May, beginning of June, and they will vote to approve these two treaties. And by the way, they're not calling them treaties. At least most of the time, they're not calling them treaties. Every once in a while, they slip up and call one of them a treaty. But the reality is they're basically going to just rubber stamp what has been cobbled together. And by the way, again, another astonishing thing, they're not even going to publish, in all likelihood, the text that they're going to be voting on. It's kind of like the Nancy Pelosi rule. Yeah, well, you'll know what's in it after they pass it.
That's right.
You know, if you thought that was a wonder of democracy, wait till you get the load of this.
Yeah, because like we've talked about, and we'll come back after the break and talk more about how can we stop it. But like you were speaking about, too, this is going to usurp. It's going to basically make everything federal. So you won't even be able to appeal to your state, your legislators, or any of those things that are close to home, because this will have the power of law to actually tell you what you can do and what you can't do. And you remember what happened with COVID-19. They were actually told it. They just said, you're staying in, and if you just come out, we're going to fine you. If you want this medicine, we're going to take away your license. You know, they could do this, and that was under the pretense of a health emergency. We're going to talk about how the fact that, you know, euphemistically they've expanded those crises and pandemics as well. We'll be back more to talk to Frank about this because, folks, we've got to come up to speed on this because our individual liberties to live free lives depend on it. Back in just a minute.
I'm Jim Chesko with your money now. Stocks are slightly higher here in the Tuesday session late in the day. The numbers, the S&P 500 up 8 points. The Dow Jones Industrials ahead by 91. The NASDAQ Composite has rebounded 25. The network hired her less than a week ago, but now NBC News reportedly will drop former Republican National Committee boss Ron McDaniel as a paid contributor. The apparent decision, first reported by Puck News, comes in the wake of sharp criticism of McDaniel's hiring by high-profile network hosts and reporters, including Rachel Maddow, Chuck Todd, Nicole Wallace, and Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, those latter two calling McDaniel an anti-democracy election denier. Costco, home of the $1.50 hot dog and soda combo, is about to get stricter. A user uploaded a photo to social media showing a sign that states a Costco membership card will be required for food court purchases starting April 8th. The retailer said its food courts are getting insanely busy. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
And we are back. This is The Drive Home. I'm Dr. Greg Seltz, and we're speaking with Frank Gaffney. And one of the things I want to say about knowing Frank, he's not given to hyperbole, and he lives in Realville, but you've scared us half to death, Frank. And so, I mean, we got to take this seriously, because when I started to realize that we were going to give our sovereignty over to something like this, I thought, why aren't our legislators doing something about that? So that's the first question. And then let's get to the notion that the pandemic can mean all kinds of things.
Well, Greg, thank you. I don't mean to scare people to death, even half to death. I mean to scare them into
awareness.
Action.
Yes, Greg, yeah, that's right.
At least motivate them into action, because, you know, honestly, what we're talking about is terrifying. And you mentioned something, and I just want to clarify this because it's really important. You mentioned that, you know, this is going to be taken away from the states.
Right.
And that's absolutely right. But it's not going to be given to the federal government. It's going to be taken away from us altogether and entrusted to these wholly unaccountable foreign, well, bureaucrats at best. And at worst, you know, these are a bunch of Marxist thugs. But I just want to say,
wow, I didn't know that.
This is a very important constitutional point. The federal government doesn't actually have any enumerated power in the Constitution for any of this public health policy stuff. I mean, they exercise it nonetheless all the time, of course, but it is a function of the state. And you were absolutely right. There were people who were madder than wet hens, and rightly so, over what governors were doing in response to Tedros Ghebreyesus' advice.
advice, right?
In the pandemic. But they will be completely sidelined from having any role at all going forward. So this is one of the reasons why when we talk about what people need to do about it, it starts, I believe, with trying to get to their elected representatives at the state level and make it clear that they must not surrender their rights, their responsibilities, their authorities. And yet that's the plan. They're going to be asked to do it. But on the question that you also asked, and it's really also important constitutionally, you know, the founders of this country were geniuses.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, I think they were just profoundly brilliant people. And one of the things that they understood was that this whole elaborate structure that they deliberately designed to try to prevent the abuse of power, the concentration of power in the first place, and then the abuse of power, was a recognition that, you know, they've got these checks and balances, they've got, you know, three branches at the federal level, they've got the states, or the, you know, all of the powers except the enumerated ones, and all of that was designed to try to make sure that nobody could come in and essentially take away our freedom.
Right.
But they recognized, brilliant as they were, that one of the ways that could be done that would completely, you know, essentially finesse everything that they had worked so hard to create was somebody, a president presumably, entering into a treaty with people who wanted to essentially deconstruct our government. So what they did, Greg, was they put together a plan to ensure that any such treaty not only had to go through a quality control process, namely the United States Senate, but a two-thirds majority of the Senate, a, you know, more than supermajority, really, a supermajority had to vote in favor of this stuff in order for it to be approved. That is now being thrown over the side, in part because the administration under Joe Biden has no intention of submitting this, these documents, either of these two documents, the amendments to the international health regulations, number one, and the treaty, this pandemic treaty, number two. But get this. Senator Ron Johnson, who for my money is about the best senator we've got at the moment out of Wisconsin, has gotten seized with this problem. And he went to the Senate floor about a year ago now. And he said to his colleagues, look, these guys are working up something in the World Health Organization. And I just want an amendment that puts us all on the record that whatever they come up with has to be brought to us for our advice and consent. And you know what happened? By a vote of 47-49, the United States Senate rejected the idea of having that role, that constitutional responsibility, that quality control check and balance on treaties played by this particular Senate. So we need, again, your audience to become engaged in all of this. And we've got an easy way for them to get started.
Okay, please.
Which is to go to sovereigntycoalition.org.
Say that
again. You'll find there a sovereigntycoalition.org. And what that basically gives you is the opportunity to sign on to essentially a petition. It's called the American Sovereignty Declaration. And then it allows you to go to what's called an Align Act, which will instantly allow you, at the click of a mouse, to get in touch with your two United States senators and your representative in the House and the President of the United States to say, I don't want any part of the World Health Organization becoming my global governor.
Right.
I want to retain, and I want you to retain, the responsibilities you have, among others, to me, including protecting our freedoms. And that's where it begins, is we need a campaign. And if I could just say one last thing on this subject.
No, please do.
I think this really helps. It helps frame what we're about. I had an interesting conversation the other night with a very devout Christian by the name of Richard Viguerie. And 50 years or so ago, not quite, Richard Viguerie was one of those who was involved in the last effort by the United States government, I would argue, to relinquish voluntarily the sovereignty of the United States. And this was in the context of the Panama Canal Treaty. Right. And you may or may not remember this. I vaguely do, but Richard sharpened my memory. What happened in the course of that fight, which was epic, because people at that time came together and said, you know, we built that canal. We paid for that canal. It's not going to be a good thing for our country and our strategic interests if we turn it over to a bunch of thugs. Right. Let alone what's happened in the event, which is we've turned it over to the Chinese Communist Party. But the point is that that fight, Richard Viguerie pointed out to me, while it was lost by a single vote in the United States Senate, produced three very powerful and abiding results. One, it really honed the conservative movement, a new modern conservative movement was born out of that fight. Secondly, a new leader emerged to lead that conservative movement out of that fight. And that guy's name was my old boss, Ronald Reagan. And thirdly, he pointed out that in the subsequent two elections, fully 20 United States senators who had voted for the treaty were thrown out of office. That was the power of that movement. I believe we need a Panama Canal Treaty fight 2.0 in this moment, and I think it will serve our country very well if there's a new birth of freedom in a conservative movement, if there's new leadership coming forward, and if we hold accountable the people who are inclined to give away our sovereignty, our states' rights, and our medical freedoms.
We will not do that, Frank. Thank you so much for being a part of this program today. Again, it's sovereigntycoalition.org, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll be with you
Thank
in
you for
9 weeks.
Me.
Stop it now. Thanks for being here.
Amen. We will. I hope. Praise
All right,
God.
Folks. Praise God. All right, folks. I mean, that's you got to deal with the challenges, because proclaiming the good news of the gospel and all those freedoms that we enjoy, they are always under attack. We'll be back to talk about how we can overcome them even now. I'm Greg Seltz. This is The Drive Home.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Christian women visit ibelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to ibelieve.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.